Thank you, Mr. President, and allow me to start by thanking the co-coordinators for their work and the presentation just now. Following our statement at the last year's review conference, I'm pleased to share the latest developments regarding the military-owned stockpiles of cluster munitions retained in line with Article 3.6 of the Convention by the Netherlands. In previous meetings of the CCM, questions have been asked regarding the relatively large number of cluster munitions and submunitions that the Netherlands still had in its position for training purposes. In line with Action 17 of the Lausanne Action Plan, the Netherlands continues to critically reflect on the number of submunitions retained for training purposes. As follow-up to the discussion in this forum, the Netherlands has taken several actions regarding the destruction of cluster munitions in recent years. As you have indicated in previous meetings, in 2019, a total of 200 projectiles, 150 mm high explosive M438 SER for howitzer, containing 17,600 bomblets of the type M42 and M46, have been demilitarized at Namo, Norway. In 2020, this was followed by a shipment of another 16 cluster bombs, 58 warheads, and 175 bomblets to Norway. All of these munitions and submunitions have been demilitarized by Namo. In normal circumstances, the Netherlands would have been physically present during the destruction of these munitions. However, due to the COVID restrictions at the time, we agreed at only receiving a certificate of destruction from Namo, Norway, as a confirmation that these munitions had been demilitarized in a safe way. Namo is a certified demilitarization company with many nations as a customer, so an excellent fit for purpose. Within the Netherlands, the demilitarization at a large scale is nearly impossible, and the detonation of large quantities of ammunition is restricted due to national policy regarding the environment. Mr. President, at this moment, the Netherlands still possesses 1,854 pieces of dismantled projectiles, explosive submunitions, of which 13,384 pieces of M42 and 506 pieces of M46, which have been separated from the original cluster weapons. These explosive submunitions are retained in line with Article 3.6 of the Convention and will be appropriately consumed or phased out in a way that they will steadily disappear from our national stockpile. We will keep state parties informed on the progress, including for our national Article 7 transparency reports. Thank you, Mr. President.